Athens-Clarke County staff are asking commissioners to sign off on the purchase of 5 new fire trucks. Plus, state lawmakers hear testimony on a controversial measure that would affect public libraries.
In my mind, it reads very much as if it's going down the path towards censorship.
From Athens News Matters and the WUGA Newsroom, this is Athens Today for Tuesday, March 19th. Good morning, I'm Martin Matheny. Defense attorneys for the man accused of killing Lakin Riley have filed a motion demanding copies of evidence compiled by law enforcement and asking for a jury trial. Jeff D'Entre reports.
The lawyers John Donnelly and Caitlin Beck of the Western Circuit Public Defender's Office also demanded copies of the indictment or accusation against their client. The case has not gone before a grand jury. Jose Antonio Ibarra is accused of bludgeoning Riley to death while she jogged in a wooded area at the UGA Intramural Fields Complex. The lawyers also want to know if the state has made any arrangements of favorable treatment with any person associated with the case. Ibarra and his two brothers entered the U.S. illegally from Venezuela. His brothers are being held on unrelated charges.
Athens-Clarke County is on track to get several new fire trucks if ACC commissioners approve. ACC Fire and Emergency Services officials are asking commissioners to purchase 4 fire trucks and 1 hazardous materials truck with a total price tag of $5.6 million. According to county staff, all 5 of the trucks they want to replace are nearing the end of their service life. All 4 of the fire trucks would be between 18 and 19 years old before the requested replacements could be delivered, while the county's hazmat truck would be 22 years old. The National Fire Protection Association recommends that trucks be replaced after 15 years of service. Commissioners will need to act fast, however. Fire officials say if they don't sign a contract before March 25th, the total price could increase by as much as $642,000. The price of firefighting equipment, including fire trucks, has skyrocketed in recent years. The county paid some $614,000 for a similar truck in 2020. 4 years later, the replacement cost has soared to just over $1 million per truck. Commissioners in recent years have explored a variety of options for paying for new fire apparatus, including purchasing fewer replacement trucks and borrowing the money. However, ACC officials are advising commissioners to instead use some of the county's healthy budget surplus to pay for the new equipment. The State House Higher Education Committee conducted a hearing yesterday on a bill that would impact funding for state libraries. WUGA's Emma Auer has more.
The Higher Education Committee heard comments on Senate Bill 390, which was approved by the Senate late last month. If passed, the bill would cut most ties between Georgia libraries and the American Library Association, or ALA. However, certain educational programs would still be able to receive accreditation from the ALA. The bill was presented by Senator Larry Walker III, a Republican of Perry, Georgia. Senator Walker stated that the bill would protect library patrons from the ideology adopted by the ALA's leadership.
American Library Association, which dates back to the 1800s, is a once revered organization, and it's been co-opted, Mr. Chairman, in my opinion, by, you know, a radical group of people. The current president is a self-proclaimed and described Marxist, and are basically trying to infiltrate our libraries.
Representative Sam Park, a Democrat from Lawrenceville, strongly opposed the bill, claiming that it would impede the free exchange of ideas.
I'm very concerned with this bill, and again, in my mind, it reads very much as if it's going down the path towards censorship, which again, I think is as anti-American as it gets.
While Representative Park challenged the effects of the bill, other representatives objected to the lack of evidence supporting the bill's premise. Representative Amani Barnes, a Democrat from Atlanta.
I'm asking, as a scientist, how much data you have collected to propose this legislation. So I just heard you say there are not any books in your specific library, but you're making this law on behalf of your specific library. So I'm asking how much data you've collected from the other 156 counties in the state.
Senator Walker did not provide specific evidence, but stated that his local library board had found an objectionable book on its shelves. After hearing testimony from a number of Georgians, the committee did not vote on the bill.
Avid Bookshop has filed a federal civil rights lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of the Gwinnett County Jail's mail policy. Avid says that the policy violates its First Amendment rights by denying Avid the ability to mail books to jail residents. WUGA's Mary Ryan Howarth has more.
The local independent bookstore was asked by a customer to send books to a Gwinnett County jail resident in May 2023. However, the store was denied by the jail because they are not an authorized retailer. According to the Gwinnett County Jail's website, books will be accepted as long as they are mailed directly from the publisher or authorized retailer. The jail does not list what companies are considered authorized retailers or how a company can become an authorized retailer. While the jail's website states that a sender can appeal a decision not to accept an item, Avid Bookstore claims there is no way to appeal being denied an authorized retailer. Avid Bookstore is filing its lawsuit under the First and 14th Amendments to the United States Constitution, stating that allowing some publishers and vendors to send books to incarcerated people while excluding others violates their rights. The bookstore is also calling for clear policies and ways for independent companies to become authorized retailers within the prison system.
In sports, UGA men's basketball hosts Xavier tonight in the opening round of the 2024 NIT tournament, tip-off at 7 p.m. Meanwhile, speaking of basketball, the Atlanta Hawks fell on the road last night to the LA Lakers 136-105. Meanwhile, the Atlanta Braves lost to the Tampa Bay Devil Rays in a spring training game yesterday 7-3. Next up for the Braves is a showdown tomorrow afternoon with the Toronto Blue Jays. And speaking of baseball, Georgia baseball is at home today for a contest with Wofford. First pitch in that game is at 5:02 p.m. over at Foley Field. And UGA softball hosts Georgia Southern tomorrow night at 6 p.m. For WUGA News, I'm Martin Matheny.
Your financial support helps fund not just the reporters you hear on our local news, but the team of producers and editors working behind the scenes to bring you in-depth and comprehensive local coverage. Please do your part today by visiting WUGA.org and clicking on the red donate button at the top of your screen. Thank you.